Even though everything you just read about coal-burning pollution is true, there have been some new conclusions drawn from the existing information. First of all, improving the reaction efficiency is not an effective method to reduce air pollution. The combustion of coal is the largest contributor to the human-made increase of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Two different processes are used to burn the coal, electric and natural gas. But natural gas produces significantly less carbon dioxide than electric generation. However, using natural gas produces much more solid waste, such as ash. Therefore, improving the reaction efficiency is not an effective method to prevent pollution. Secondly, using water to flush the sulfide would only move the pollution from the atmosphere to the waterways. This would have a consequential impact on the surrounding land usage. After sulfur dioxide is released, it is oxidized to gaseous H2SO2, which scatters solar radiation and exerts a cooling effect that masks some of the warming effects caused by greenhouse gases. However, the release of sulfur dioxide contributes to the widespread acidification of ecosystems. And finally, the technology for collecting emitted carbon dioxide is not completely developed yet. Currently, the cost for the technology is too high. Once the collected carbon dioxide is disclosed, it would just pollute the environment.